is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
Short turnaround on Into the Apex this week, and we're starting it off with the acclaimed, I say it's acclaimed because I've just declared it so, Bob and T-Dog program. If we were a Midwest Indianapolis afternoon radio program, this would be what you got, folks. The Bob and T-Dog.
I need a soundboard. I think Pat has the soundboard.
Yeah, Discord has it now too as well, if anybody hasn't noticed
that. All right.
But yeah, the Bob being Robert Gregoire joining me. It's just the two of us holding it down for the first bit of the show, and we'll see who we can drag in throughout the night here, as we'd like to do. But I want to catch up. We really got into it a little later, earlier in the week, later than we usually produce a show, but some really quality stuff, kind of anticipating, as far as iRacing is concerned, the new content. Well, as we sit here now, at least right this moment, I can comment on it. But unfortunately, Rob cannot comment on, I assume, a single piece of new content.
Nope, I haven't. I haven't been able to turn a lot.
So Rob missed the Majors 24, which is, for a lot of iRacers out there, the Le Mans 24 replacement on the service. And he was supposed to race it, but he was not. He was sidelined due to injury. And I want to include the hashtag athlete because I've been banging the sim racers or athletes drum for how long now? At least two and a half years.
Yeah.
There's a physical side. Well, you were physically unable to perform, and no, I'm not. Never mind. I'm not gonna go out.
Yeah, punching it.
You were physically.
Yeah, save that for the bonus.
Yeah, that's a bonus thing. Rob was physically unable to perform as a sim racer, and I think that makes you an athlete. But we'll get to that in a second. I don't know. Is this a HIPAA violation? Will you share what occurred? What's going on with you?
Oh my god, I love that. That's one of my favorite things ever. Sorry, I can't do it. That's a HIPAA violation.
Can't talk about it. Well, here, if you don't talk about it, you're off the show.
Do you want the real story?
I do want the real story.
The war, what I tell people.
But well, tell us the real story, and then if you are telling people something otherwise.
Well, what I tell people is I injured it fighting off a home invaders.
In Canada, but, likely story.
Yeah.
You don't even lock your doors in Canada.
It's true.
You just apparently set the woods on fire, you fucks.
Yeah,
and send the smoke down our way. But yeah, what really happened? Because it is a bit of a bizarre story, and I kind of want to ask you some follow-up questions.
I went out for some adult-only trampoline dodgeball.
Adult-only trampoline.
So it's like this trampoline park that's usually meant for kids, but you can like rent it out if you want. So like we had an hour. And we went, and I was just bouncing around on all these crazy trampolines, and my foot got caught under this mat as I was bouncing from one to the other. I fell all awkwardly, and my shoulder just popped right out.
So, a lot of questions just from that. A lot of follow-up questions. Number one, if you were to paint the picture for the theater of the mind of what a trampoline park is, I don't know. Maybe some people out there do know.
Do you remember Slam Ball that used to be on Spike TV?
I remember Spike TV, but I don't remember Slam Ball.
It was like basketball, but they had like a bunch of trampolines in front of the net. So imagine right where the 3-point line starts in normal basketball. It's like a series of trampolines.
Series like round trampolines of different
sizes?
No,
like built into the floor, like big square ones all around it. So it's like these people were like full on running into them and like big, like Olympic kind of style ones where they could really bounce and they would play basketball.
Oh, wow.
And there'd be these crazy dunks and people would be bouncing up at the same time with these crazy contests and stuff. It was over the top, but it was kind of cool. And that's more or less that's the best way I could describe what a trampoline.
So it's an indoor facility.
Yes.
And it's tramp like square.
Bunch them all over the place, and they're all integrated. Like, some of them are on angles built into the walls and stuff. There's like basketball nets and like everything's foamed up.
It's so not all of it's a trampoline, but large sections.
Imagine like one of those places where people train to do like the American Ninja Warrior. It's got a bunch of that stuff, but it's just got a bunch of trampolines too.
Yeah, I can picture that. I'm with you now. Yeah. And you're playing with other adults, other grown-ups.
Yes, just that was very important to preface. Yeah,
grown up, dodgeball, right? Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And you hooked your foot and down you went.
Yeah, you are, just couldn't brace myself.
For folks that haven't met Rob at races, he's a tall guy. He's the tallest among our troop here. You're what, 6'3"?
Just a hair under 6'4". But yeah,
yeah, 6'3" something. You're the tallest of our troop. So, I mean, you'd go down probably pretty hard, eh?
Yep.
And
very.
So...
And I didn't go to the hospital or anything, so I just like fucking more like a Bruce Willis or something, just fucking shoved it back into place. So I don't know what kind of damage I could have done there. It's kind of rough.
So that was how long ago now, as we sit here?
2 weeks today.
2 weeks. So about a week before.
What happened right about now?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
So that was about a week before you were due to race, a 24-hour Le Mans race in a BMW GT3. And at what point did you realize that you could not sim race with this particular injury?
Well, I kind of lived in denial for a couple of days, won't lie. I was thinking, like, within like 5 minutes of getting my shoulder popped back in place, I was like trying to like see if I could practice my golf swing.
Yeah, so that was the first thing is golf. If you can't golf, then... I mean, golf's more aggressive than sim racing, I would say. I mean,
it is, yeah. And I'm gonna jump on the sim here in a little bit.
Okay,
and
me too.
Just try to like get in, get some new content, and maybe just try toning down some force feedback and stuff at first, and just see maybe what I can tolerate. Because it is a little better now, but I'm still a while out from being full. I had to cancel. I knew right away to cancel the trip to Pittsburgh for karting.
Just
0% chance I could get myself up there. I was like, I was probably gonna have to ramp up with weights and stuff before I went.
Yeah, it's Rob's talking about what we mentioned last week. We're going to Pittsburgh July 18th or 17th. Well, we're gonna be there both of those days, but I think the 18th will be at the karting track. Rob was gonna be there, and then it's very physical. But I mean, did you get on the sim rig at all, or you just realized pretty quickly?
Like, I know. It's just somewhere it's like you're trying to use it all at that point. It was just like it wasn't worth setting me back even further. It's just somewhere it's like you got to not use it for like a week. And just like yesterday, I went to the first thing I've ever done with it was yesterday. Last night, I went to the golf course with my buddy that I'm a member at. And I just, every time I got to the greens, I chipped and I putted. So that's why I'm thinking maybe I might be able to get in the sim if I dial back some force feedback or something tonight.
That's what I'm interested in. I mean, because with a good wheel and especially a direct drive wheel, it's definitely all in the shoulders. I noticed that's what
exactly
the tightest thing for me are my shoulders. Within the last month, I've talked about getting massages for the first time, and the massage therapist is always commenting on what's going on in my shoulders. And what I don't say is I'm driving my pretend BMW a lot. Because I don't want to get the reaction to that. But I know in my mind, and I'll say to my friends here, that that's why my shoulders are so fucked. It's this direct drive Fanatec CSLDD. So thanks. But I could see a shoulder injury that's serious. And what are the sim racing injuries? Wrist and hand and, I don't know, digits?
Well, yeah, like especially with like those really high-end, you got those 20 Newton meter direct drive wheels or something, like one of those snap in your hand, like they can break wrists and thumbs and stuff if you don't get your hand off them quick enough. So there's a lot of different little things that could happen, I guess, based on gear.
Well, especially the type of car you're going to... So if you're going to do like the LMP2, I feel like is one of the higher downforce, maybe the Indy car as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, the GTP BMW, it's a little less sticky in the wheel than the LMP2 in its own way, but you have not had the opportunity to do the Cadillac, the LMP3, and oh my god, have we heard some good feedback about the LMP3.
I know, it's such a bad time for everything. It's just thrown off my whole fucking summer.
You had this all week dangled in front of you. I mean, we were all sending pictures. I mean, Rob's been going through pure hell in this time, and all this content coming out, not being able to touch it.
Everyone just going nuts about it, and like everyone, I'm getting pictures from all my friends golfing. Like, I can literally just sit here and maybe play something with a controller in my hand, but like, I can't do a whole lot.
You could get on iRacing with a keyboard.
With a controller? Yeah. You can do it with a controller. Console? I don't know if I want to do that, though.
Yeah, that would probably break you. It'd tank your ratings a little bit. But well, you do have Flight Simulator.
Have you taken other? I can do that. Yeah.
You have a joystick?
I do.
Race with your joystick. Just try it in a practice.
No.
Harken back to Bradley's, me and Bradley's high school days.
I'm not doing that.
We raced with a joystick.
You're saying that I'd take my rating, but I'd be taking other people's rating with me.
I mean, I don't see the problem. Well, I do. That is, I can't advocate for that, honestly, though. Yeah, that would be terrible.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, hey, try the joystick by yourself. Just by yourself. Or with, what is it, the AI or the...
I just try a controller at that point if I was going to.
You could land the plane at Sebring. You could land the Cadillac. Your first experience with the Cadillac GTP is driving it with a joystick.
It so much.
Well, I will.
I want my normal life back.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're gutted that you're not going to be at Pittsburgh because that's, you know, Patrick's coming. You have the karting suit again. It's behind you right now. The poor bastard's never going to get used, I guess.
Probably isn't, not anytime soon anyway.
I'm gonna crowdfund a second Pittsburgh trip and just crowdfund your flight and everything else just to get you there.
We'll figure it out.
We will.
By that time it'll be easier anyway, hopefully.
We'll go through as we get through the show some feedback on the new content, but I want to ask you, well, you're still figuring out Watkins Glen. I talked at the second half of this last episode we did about our camping trips coming up, the road shows. This is actually the last studio episode for a few weeks. We're on the road here in the thick of spring into summer. But I'm hoping to have you at Watkins Glen, and I know you're trying to figure that out right now.
Still logistically trying to work that one out. It's a little tough when you're driving because I'd have to drive.
And it's a long, long, like it's not a one drive. You're going to drive, you have to drive at least in two blocks, right?
It's both ways, right? There's always a thing. It's like you can always work down going down somewhere. So I've done it before. Like I drove down to Boston before to fly to Florida because I was getting a super cheap flight. Yeah. And I was just like, it'll be a bit of an adventure. It was great on the way down. All these new things, hitting new places and little diners on the way in New Hampshire, whatever. And then I go down to Florida and I golf and I get drunk a whole bunch. And then on the way back, I'm dead, and I land in Boston. I'm like, oh, shit, I have to drive like 12 hours home.
I'm in Boston, and I live in the furthest north of – I live in another time furthest zone.
East of camp. Yeah, it's just like, this is brutal.
Yeah. That's the thing that I've experienced. I mean, here we are about 3 years in to these some of these races that I've never would have thought I would go to, that we've talked about it amongst ourselves, and I think a lot of racing fans try to figure this out and make it work. Because, I mean, I think people have traditional tracks or events they go to. For us, and maybe a lot of you out there, we keep just trying to add things to it, and we don't want to subtract anything. And that becomes a big problem, honestly.
Big fucking problem.
If you're not very wealthy or have a lot of time, it becomes a big problem to start.
And location. You got great location.
We have decent location, but what you just said about, you know, going somewhere for the first time, that's the addiction that I have.
Yeah,
that's what I've been
first
chasing.
Time experiences. And I want to go to Watkins Glen really bad. And I said last year that I would do it this year. I should just somehow try to figure it out.
I think you figure if there's a financial problem, I'll
not financial, just more or less want to know if my car is roadworthy.
Yeah, true.
What's the date for it again?
3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now,
3 weeks from now. Okay,
second to last weekend of June. I could look at a calendar, but I don't feel like it. So I'm just going to give you that little bit.
So the 23rd.
Yeah.
The weekend of the 23rd.
Correct, yeah. But basically, I mean, that first year, coming out of COVID, been, you know, iRacing a shit ton. iRacing's been keeping the vein tapped for motorsport and racing. And you feel so into it, locked into it more than ever for, I think, a lot of us and a lot of new people coming into it. That may still be there, still be locked into it because of that, which is great. But I mean, 2021 is the year I'm talking about. That's the year that I was in the Midwest and I sent it. I mean, I went to Mid-Ohio for my first IMSA race. I saw that. We decided the week of the Indy 500 that year, the crowd restricted Indy 500 to go. So I was, taking a lone voyage to Indianapolis for the first time ever to a city I'd never been in, to a race I didn't think I was going to go to up until that week. And there's just a buzz to that. There's a buzz to that whole thing and seeing it and the spectacle. And then, a month later, I'm deciding basically the week of Watkins Glen. That first time I went to Watkins Glen,
yeah,
I met Mr. Daytona Bruce. And I had waited and decided, you know, that week I'm going to go. You know, I did. I took the time. I drove on a late Friday night, booked a hotel somewhere randomly in the middle of New York State, a state I'd never been in my life. First time in New York State. Drove across from Erie, Pennsylvania, across the kind of mountainous, rural New York State, and was just in awe, listening to music, just buzzing of being in a new place and an adventure, and stayed in a random microtel. And I don't even remember. And then finished the next leg of the drive the next morning, Saturday morning, to get to Watkins Glen. Stayed in a hotel 45 minutes from Watkins Glen because it's so freaking small that you can't get a place. Camping really is the way. But that, I mean, I'm chasing that here going into year three. I mean, the camping was kind of new last year, but these driving these roads for the first time, going to a state or a city or a town for the first time, I've found through these races and these events that it takes you to, that it's... That is addicting in its own right, and you really do chase it. I had it with Birmingham, you know, going on a road trip by yourself. Road trips with the boys, great time. But there's also something to be said about going on a road trip by yourself and having that solitary time. I don't know. Am I getting too philosophical, or am I wrong?
No, and that's what I'm kind of right now. It's like,
am I talking you into it?
Well, no, you don't have
to. You could make a major breakthrough in your psyche.
I don't need to be... If I go into my bullshit, I've already been, you don't need to convince me. Like, if I go into my Google Maps right now, it's like the last two things that I've searched there are to Watkins Glen.
Well, that makes
two different routes.
That makes me excited. I mean, if you don't go to anything else this year, that you need to go to that one because it's going to be a hell of a time.
Well, it's just the camp. It's the camping that sells me.
Yeah.
I love camping. And
you've talked
to camp. That's the one thing I haven't got to do yet is camping.
No, track. And not with us either.
Yeah, I gotta figure this out.
I like it. You're hearing it live, folks. This is how you pester and hype Rob up to convince him to go. Because I know there are folks out there listening that are going, and we've kind of put out the camping thing. We did it last year. We met a lot of new people, and I've gotten some messages this year. I think we've got an entire Porsche team that wants to come and hang out with us from Porsche Cup. I mean, it's going to be interesting. So I'm just going to toss it out there. I'm going to lay it out there. We're going to have an interesting time. We're going to bring up some, Bradley and I are going to bring up some whiskeys that are exclusive to North Carolina. I think Taylor, who was, he's been on the show once before. He's kind of our Canadian compatriot who came down last year. He's got a campsite, and we're going to kind of do a whiskey and maybe craft beer, but a whiskey exchange, where everybody brings something that you can't really find outside of their region. And, I mean, that kind of gives you... I mean, that's ITA for you. I think everybody knows that by now. So it's the kind of time that we're setting up as Rob browses Google Maps. Are you on...
Yeah, sorry, I was.
Are you on Google... I mean, I'm a Google Map geek. I do sit on Google Maps on first time.
I'll do that for... Oh, yeah. I'll do that hardcore, but it's a big trip. It's a big deal with it to go all the way.
How long is it?
15 or 16 hours driving. Like, it's a big one. You've done something similar though. Like, that's what's the one that you've done that was similar to that? I thought there was one.
I think 12, maybe 12.
I thought you and Bradley did. Was that you guys to Watkins Glen?
I think Watkins Glen is the longest for us. Indianapolis feels so long, but we've actually never driven straight from the coast of North Carolina to Indy. We always stop right at the Indianapolis, Indiana border, rather. The drive to Birmingham was a bit long, but really not terrible. So, I think for us to not fly, the drive from where we are to Watkins Glen is pretty long because you go through some back roads in rural Pennsylvania. You go up through Williamsport. If you could probably pull up Google Maps and follow along with us. It's probably going to be therapeutic. I don't know. I find Google Maps fast. I'll look at England and... you know, the Netherlands and Australia, and I'll just imagine, I'll get on Street View and just imagine what's it like to live on this street. That's deep. I understand that, folks.
I don't know if I go that deep.
I go deep. No, I go fucking deep.
I just have to figure out when I'd want to try to get into the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate kind of traveling into there by land. It's always a pain, so.
We've got your support, so it's going to be a good time. It's coming up soon, so you do have to make a decision quickly, or, before too long, but if you're going to be there, hit us up on... Twitter, Instagram, email, all that's linked into theapex.com. If you're going to be there, let us know. We'll get in touch with you. Hell, I'll give you my phone number. I'm not bashful. And we'll let you know where we're at Watkins Glen and stuff like that. But Yeah, I want to see who we could pull in here because I do want to talk a little bit about the new content, but I know, Rob, you're kind of, you know, useless on that this week.
Yeah.
Until maybe the time the show wraps. I mean, if you're feeling good, well, what are you buying if you're feeling good when we get off?
I'll buy it all. Whatever they've released, I'll probably
buy it. What about tracks? You know what I've not been doing lately is buying these tracks. I'm so behind.
These tracks are not. Yeah, I'm a little behind on a couple of them. Yeah, so I got to get on that. Like Fuji might have been one of my last really big ones.
I think that's about the same for me, honestly. I got Knockhill. Yeah, some of like that.
I think I might have got Knockhill. I think I'm about Rusko, whatever it's called.
I do have that too. But have I driven on it one time? No.
No.
I have not.
I think maybe, no.
What's the deal? No,
maybe once. Maybe once. It's good. It's a good track.
You know what it is? I don't feel like I have the mental bandwidth to get good at these tracks. And honestly, the latest tracks I bought, like Fuji, I feel like I don't get it. Do you know how locked in I feel at my classics, my core of my American tracks, my Road Atlanta,
and the except a few European, but
yeah, Road Atlanta, VIR, Mid Ohio, like my Watkins Glen, Sebring, Daytona. I'm hugging my American tracks so tight. Yeah.
These colors don't run, bitch.
No, I'm so good at my tracks. I'm so good at my tracks. And I suck at, you know, I go to Barcelona. I fucking suck at Barcelona.
Yeah. You know? Well, I don't mind those tracks. But
Le Mans. I mean, Le Mans great. Le Mans a classic.
Yeah.
But man, I suck at, I mean, Red Bull Ring maybe is good. But Hungaroring, I've not got it in my mind. Hockenheim, I honestly am on a knife's edge there. I don't feel like I've got it. I'm not competitive. So, I mean, I have an aversion to places I'm not competitive. So if you're on iRacing and four series are at a series of tracks and one series is at Mid-Ohio or Road Atlanta, I'm doing pretty much six Road Atlanta races that week and yep, fuck the rest. I'm not going to get any better at those. I realize my problem there. I'm not going to improve skill by not practicing.
It is what it is. You only got so much time. Race what you like.
That's the point. You have so much time in the day. We need endurance. I think what we're losing in endurance races, Suzuka this year, it's going to be at Fuji, right?
Oh, is
it? I think so. I think the Suzuka special event in November is gone. I think it's Fuji now. I guess I better figure Fuji out.
Yeah, the time for that.
But yeah, we'll see what we can get going here. I don't know. What anything on your mind, Rob, or do you want to go to break here?
Yeah, I don't know, just nothing of value.
You're you're just hot room meat tonight?
Yeah, just pretty much.
Just an injured...
Just a body, man.
Yeah, just a body. Just a warm body that has not driven the Cadillac or LMP3 yet. You poor bastard.
It's a factual statement.
You poor bastard. All right, let's see who else we can grab in here. We'll spice it up a little bit more. Tyler, the recovering Rob, for the Bob and T-Dog program. We're going to wrap up the Bob and T-Dog program, go to break, and see who we can bring into the fold here. All right, we'll be right back on Into the Apex.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of turn one? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing or Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. Into the Apex is going back on the road in 2023, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier carts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of the Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards, I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at TrackRacer. Since 2008, TrackRacer has been designing and pioneering best value, high-end gaming platforms and accessories. TrackRacer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. TrackRacer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Pillow, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, intotheapex.com, and support the show.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
Back on Into the Apex, and joining the Bob and T-Dog show is Patrick Stein. Hey, Patrick. Welcome.
How we doing tonight?
So Patrick has, unlike Rob, he's run the new content. And Patrick, we teased it a bit in the first bit, but I was waiting here for the second half to really dive into it. But you're loving, and I mean, you love the Cadillac. You're a Chevy General Motors guy. Like, I don't know if you have a tattoo or not, but you probably should. But
maybe at some point.
Yeah, lower back Chevy bow tie.
Yeah. Well, I actually, I was aiming for a bullseye back there first.
Oh, Jesus, God. yes, but yes, I know you're a fan of the Corvette.
He's got your fucking backside in his fucking head right now.
I am thinking about the
bullseye. My hairy lower backside with a Target bullseye. Yeah. The Target logo, huh?
The Target logo. That's trademarked, my friend.
I'll get the trademark on there too.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Betty. How do I move?
How are you going to recover from this one?
I don't know.
I threw you off the game.
Welcome, Patrick.
Stick the landing.
Welcome. So, Patrick, you love the LMP3, although you love the Cadillac. That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
But I have seen your feedback about the LMP3, and that is your prototype. That was built for you. So are you telling me? I mean, I feel like the dentist memes are just too easy. You can't even go for it.
Call me Dr. Patrick Stein, DMD, right now. Fucking Colgate approved, 4 out of 5 dentist approved.
So what do you like about the car? I mean, I had to get over the sitting on the right side. That's why I never bought the Audi LMP1, is I didn't like that orientation of the driver. But in this, I mean, you don't really get much choice. If you want this car, you're going to sit on the righter side of the vehicle.
I mean, it takes a little bit, but it's not that bad. It felt worse in the Audi because it felt like you were way further over, I guess. I don't know. Just how it felt when you would go look side to side.
Yeah.
But the LMP3 is much more forgiving. It's still fun like a prototype. It's competitive racing. Tuesday night? I did they're doing a prototype challenge kind of thing where it was the Cadillac, BMW, and the LMP3. I did the Cadillac and the LMP3. The LMP3, I had more fun and I was more competitive in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, is that it's certainly more forgiving. I mean, Bradley's out tonight, but he was saying that he did some practice laps and saved almost from a full spin, whatever the hell that means. But I mean, we saw that at VIR in the prototype challenge a couple years ago, at least. It seems like a more forgiving car. You can kind of send it a little harder. I mean, it does seem to be safer generally for folks to drive. I think it's a good progression in prototype driving. I mean, I think a big problem, and the Cadillac really furthers that. You guys can probably agree or disagree with me, but I imagine you agree. Putting out these hot, you know, flaming hot potato, you know, GTPs, super fast prototypes, you get people that really are not ready to drive those types of cars, even in the sim. I don't mean to sound elitist. Does that sound elitist?
No, because no one's ready to drive anything.
Anything.
We're all just a bunch. Most of us are just a bunch of fucking posers, just faking our way, having fun, not real racers.
Jesus fucking Christ, Rob! You're just shutting me the fuck down, aren't you?
Well, no, just hey,
posers.
It just gets more extreme at the top. I'm not disagreeing with you. It's just like you put all those people, which is all of us. There's some of them. You just put them in too fast of a car. Like Bradley that time, he's like, "Oh, I probably want to race LMP1 today."
Yeah, he literally got called a murderer, and we'll never forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
And a Sebring race.
Yeah, it was great.
Yep. I raced the LMP1 one time competitively at Le Mans. I hit one curb, and the engine blew, and I was like, "Fuck this." This is not for me.
Yeah, it's just exactly. It's like not everyone is ready for the fastest car, but like a lot of people are going
to
drive it.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to. Well, you're going full nihilist, Rob. Like nothing matters because we're
nothing. I can't race. Nothing matters. Nothing,
fuck everybody. Yeah. Rob's hurt. He can't race. Nothing matters. You're all pieces of shit trying to be racers. Yep. Relatively speaking, not everybody's ready for the top prototype, the hot shiny new top prototype. And a lot of people jump into it. So, I think the LMP3 is a good stepping stone to get to, say, the LMP2, right? That's kind of what we got. I mean, now we have every step in it. If you want to start with, what would it be? The Radical, maybe? The Radical?
Yeah, the Radical.
First one. Just like, you know, relative to the sim, relative to iRacing. I wish we all had to spend more time climbing those ladders before we could really race a GTP in a special event. I think we'd all be better for it. And I mean, when I say that, and this maybe is the controversial part that that I might lose folks on, is like base it on special events, not official races, because you can really speed your way through the license progression officially if you really, really put the time in.
License progression's a joke.
Yeah.
it doesn't matter if I'm winning or anything.
I mean,
it's just purely based on safety. Yeah.
I know it's about money and selling content to an extent, so I'm just kind of waxing poetic on it, but I'm talking years, like special events. Like if you can't drive the GTP.
Well, this is where you're getting to stuff like the majors, where it's right. Like you got, like say, if you're too fast, you get pushed up in maybe the pro class or something. It's like you want a league. That's essentially what you're talking about. That is
basically what I'm saying. I mean, but I would not be opposed to seeing iRacing implement something that, oh, this is your first day, you know, endurance special event with IMSA classes, your first endurance cup, so to speak, event. Like say this is your first Daytona 24 on iRacing. You cannot register as a driver on a GTP LMDH team. You must, if you want to do prototypes, you could do LMP2. And you have to be safe enough on the LMP2 to, in the next one, do the GTP. I don't know.
You want a special event license system. Maybe that's a good place to test my
theory
of making an I rating or license system that only moves in one direction.
That there won't are
no
happen,
demotions.
No
it's
way,
harder though. To progress. Way harder to progress to the next level. But once you get it, you got it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a terrible idea.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
It's too easy.
It's not going
to
happen.
It would force people to grind. You know what I mean, that's why a lot of games are based on. I know games and blah blah blah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Rob. I'm not like going to hold it against you.
What's the gameplay loop? You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's kind of more or less what you could kind of get to, of like a lot of games force people to grind something for a certain bit to get to something better.
Yeah.
Do you want the hardest content, the toughest, most challenging experience in the game? Prove it that you can do it.
I think Lonker is better in the sense that when I rejoined iRacing under my name, because as a high schooler, me and Bradley shared an account because we were poor high schoolers and, you know, mom and dad are paying for your account to an extent. I rejoined under my name and had to go through all of it, even though I was, you know, sim racing wise, I'd been doing it for a while and I was familiar with it from years past. And it was just a muscle memory that needed to come back. So I was like, I need to get through this shit the quickest way possible. Like I was an entitled fuck, but it was way too easy. I mean, looking back on it, it was very easy to get to where I wanted to get. Like I wanted to race GT3s and IMSA and European Endurance or whatever it was at the time, PDS or whatever the hell. I wanted to get to that as quick as I could because I was entitled. Oh, I'm better. I can get there. These these scrubs down at MX-5 get out the way. That was me, and it was very quick. I mean, I probably should have had more time getting reacclimated, more of that adjustment period. But somebody coming in cold with no background at all, I mean, you don't necessarily want to get. You don't want to let them to maybe to that point. God damn, this sounds so elitist. So elitist. I don't even like myself right now. Because we want big fields, but you also don't want to have to feel like you're bitching and complaining in these fields. And you don't want to get, you put people with so much practice in these events, and you don't want to get fucked in like the first 10 minutes. Where's the, I don't know. I feel like I'm being really extreme right now. Is there a happy medium?
No, that's what we got is the happy medium. That's
I guess that is
what we got.
Yeah, there's no magic way to do this unless you're going to do it organized like a league.
No, you'll never make everyone happy, so you got to make everybody equally unhappy. It's kind of the theory of a good governance. That's essentially what iRacing does.
Well, they sure as hell tax us, don't they? They give me $11 for a car that you've had for 2 years. I didn't get any goddamn discount on the Porsche.
Hey, at least there's no tax on the sales themselves.
That
really grind my gears.
Yeah,
I had the other Porsche GT3, yeah. And now you're going to make me pay for the new
and I drove updated it. Version. I drove it. It sounds about the same. The steering wheel looks a little different, but it sounds about the same. And the headlights and taillights look different. Oh, big whoop! $11, my ass.
Yeah, I had the previous version of the GT3. Why am I having to pay $11?
Yeah. Yeah,
you got the money for the GTP. You got money from the LMP3. I bought the two new tracks.
Okay,
come on.
I'm probably going to get Willow Springs when we finish this episode. Honestly, Willow Springs is again as I was talking about. It's my American track. It's my natural track limit American track. It's right up my alley. I think I'm going to get Willow Springs when we finish this episode because that's one I think I would enjoy. But yeah, the cars sold me. This was a build of the cars. The LMP3 I enjoyed. The GTP, man. I talked a bit about not wanting to be the Johnny Come Lately of cars. I've always been that way. Like when they gave the refreshed version of the Mercedes, I didn't want to be the Johnny Come Lately on that. But some of these do suck you in. And I drove that Cadillac around Watkins Glen. I tested all the cars on Watkins Glen. But I'm thinking it's available for the Watkins Glen 6. Am I going to join all the hot hand folks that want to get the new car? I mean, is there any doubt that the Watkins Glen 6 special event on iRacing is going to be just a Cadillac festival?
It's a perfect track for that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, you are. You're going to see, like, it's pretty safe track, pretty wide. You know what I mean? Like, if I was going to go first time on a new car, like, that'd be a great track for it.
I think so. I mean, but I think me and Bradley talked about this, and I mean, I know who gives a shit about what we're going to race, but we want to be the contrarians that probably do race the BMW because everybody else is, you know, I want to kind of feel like I'm doing something unique. I'm a real race car driver.
Yeah. That's what I suggested. Like, just race the BMW again. Like, everyone's going to be in a Cadillac. Yeah. Let's have some diversity in the field.
And then you say that, and Patrick comes in with, absolutely fucking not. What's the...
No.
What is it, Patrick?
No.
How
the BMW's dead. It's dead to me.
But is it real? But really, why?
Because the Cadillac sounds better.
It does.
I had more fun driving it.
I mean, I don't know exactly about that. Man, I can't wait to hear Rob's feedback. I mean,
I just can't wait to drive too, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, how much different is it really going to be?
The sound is dramatically different. The
sound, yeah. Well, yeah. The sound,
Like, I mean, just in the cockpit, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like the ass thunder of God himself in the cockpit.
Yeah, no, and I wouldn't deny that. Like, in real life, it sounds infinitely better.
Yeah.
But it's just like when you're driving it.
But as far as, really, I mean, even...
Driving one GTP to another, is it really going to make a big of a difference?
I mean, even in the cockpit view of the two cars, you know when you get in the BMW, you kind of have that shape of the hood or whatever, the front? Like, there's a shape of it. I can't really describe it much better than that. You just, you know that shape of what you can see? It's pretty much exactly the same out of the Cadillac. So visually, it's pretty solid. I mean, it's the logo on the steering wheel, maybe, or whatever.
Yeah.
But besides the sound, I mean, I didn't think it drove that much different. Patrick?
And there'll be so many of them around, you probably won't even hear yourself as a BMW. It'll probably just sound like Cadillacs everywhere.
Yeah, Bradley made a good point off the air this week. It was like, if we do drive the BMW, we're going to scratch that Cadillac itch because every fucker around us is going to be driving the thing. So we're going to hear it every time they're racing with us.
I think he said blowing by us, but...
I think that's what he said, too.
That's a little. That shows a little lack of confidence, if you ask me, but...
That's for the course.
That's Bradley for you. Stop! They're crashing. Stop!
They're crashing. Stop the car. Stop the race.
Yeah, stop the race. Reverse. Go backwards. Shit. Yeah. Fuck.
There's a Michelin pilot. Go to. Oh, yeah.
God, it's over. It's all over. It's over. Forget we're dead. That. We're dead. It's
stop
over. You guys want to quit?
Stop.
You guys want to quit? You guys, we'll take a vote if you guys want to keep going. I understand, but you guys want to quit? There's a Dave Matthews.
This is such a good.
There's a Dave Matthews Band concert at about 8 o'clock.
Fucking god!
You know,
yeah, what do you guys think? Like, you want to quit? What's the vote?
What are we thinking?
What's the vibe?
What's the vibe? What are we thinking, guys?
What are we thinking? I'm going to take off for about 8 hours during the middle of this race.
I'm going out of town.
Yeah, so we're going to see Dave Matthews for the 500th time.
We're going to go to the gym for 12 hours.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to work on Kev so I can stop. Sorry, Bradley. If you were here, you wouldn't get shit on so much.
Exactly. He's never here to defend himself.
No, he's not.
That sounds like a him issue, not a us issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, he likes the LMP3 too, though. I will say that in his absence. Is you, Patrick, you and Bradley have been really beating this LMP3 drum.
Oh.
I've only got on it really quickly on Tuesday night, so I do need to get a little more time because all I've done is solo sessions. So I am very interested to race the LMP3 around other people. I didn't do anything at all with it other than drive some solo laps at Watkins Glen. So I think the LMP3 is going to be outstanding. And I said it on the show that we just did before it all came out. It's going to be really good for leagues. I think an LMP3 and GT4 league, or an LMP3 and LMP2. I don't know. I think it's.
We can get full on prototype endurance races.
Yeah. Prototype just challenge.
LMP1, 2, and 3. Like, well, just track GTP, with no LMP, GTs at all. You don't even need GTs at that point. You could have like leagues.
How
and stuff
cool
based
would that
on prototypes?
Be? So
yeah,
because isn't the one of the big problems with multi-class racing, or you have people that are stuck on one or the other, GT car or a prototype car, and they don't fucking understand how the opposing car that they're trying to either overtake or be overtaken by handles. So an LMP2 or prototype doesn't understand how a GT car is going to track out and how they need to prepare in and out of a corner for that. I think that's half the heartbreak in these races. It's people just don't.
Yeah, it's just people not living with the reality is what the other person is handling in their car, which is not the same as their own, right?
They only see in their world.
With prototypes, you're going to get more similar characteristics. I get what you mean for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might see a little more traffic friendly races in that sense.
Yep.
100%.
Because I think in the most extreme, when we were doing some league racing on Monday nights that we've since retired from, I think to the most extreme, we had, I don't know, I could be wrong here, but I want to say P2s and GT4s maybe on the track at one time. I could be wrong there, but
So what's the, like, if you guys have driven the LMP3 now, what's it doing? Is it doing like a GTE like lap time? Like,
isn't it a little, wouldn't it be a little faster because of the downforce?
I don't know.
It's a little faster, but I mean, I think what we've seen in the real life races in IMSA this final year and last year is a pro GTD driver is kind of up there with the most amateur LMP3 driver.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm more like thinking on the sim, right? Because even in the sim, whenever they brought the new DPIs, they ended up having to BOP the more or less the LMP2. They did kill a little bit. So I was just kind of curious in that sense. Like, are they more or less
have
put it down to match what a GTE used to be?
I've not read the data or done the track time experiment. But I feel like LMP3, just based on downforce, is going to corner better. Therefore, it's going to be a little bit ahead.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is. Lap time-wise, I can't remember exactly. But I want to say it was about
GTD. It was faster than GTD, but it's obviously slower than LMP2. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's probably somewhere in that range.
Yeah,
like I said, even if it's got better handling characteristics with some downforce and stuff, like I said, they could just make it slower just to make it fit into a certain gap, right?
Right. Like, when the races I did were at Daytona in it. So the LMP3 coming out of the last turn, going into the tri-oval, it was maxing out about 168, 170 miles per hour. Top speed. That's what it was.
I don't know what that means.
Where did you practice, Patrick?
This was in a Daytona race. This was in a Daytona
race. So you did a race with the LMP3?
And the GTP, yes.
You did a race with other people?
Yes.
So you've done more than me then?
Yes. I've done races in both
in both cars. So give me some. Tell me a little more about those races. I mean, were you having a good time?
In the LMP3, I had a better time. It was more competitive. It was multi-class.
A better time. I was expecting him to be like, "Oh, it was a blast." He's like, "A better time." Like, better you still time. Get molested out there or what?
No, I had to do a couple root canals while I was driving, though.
I'm trying to figure out if Patrick is being self-deprecating or what.
I always am self-deprecating. Let's be honest.
Like, I couldn't handle the Cadillac; it was too much car for me. But the LMP3.
No, when I raced the Cadillac, it was only the Cadillac, and I was just fucking.
It was bummed. Just all Cadillacs.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
it was just a Cadillac gang fuck out there.
Yeah, it was a train. It was a fucking train.
Okay.
And there was a little cheerleader waiting at the edge.
No, Patrick. Rob, what?
I was going to say, were most of them just running like default liveries or like.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking
there
about.
There wasn't much out there. So what did I have for a livery?
Probably.
I had like the old DPI livery.
Like Ganassi? Okay.
There's
not much out there right now. I mean,
that's what I'm curious about. When a new car comes, I love seeing like how fast the fucking paints start coming.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I mean, that's the cool thing about it.
LMP3 though.
Oh, Crest.
Yeah.
Crest, Colgate, 4 out of 5. Dennis recommend.
But honestly, the worst one was the Formula V. The worst one.
What about it? Like the pencils?
No,
the
not, no, Rob. Stuff? No, Rob. Not the pencils.
Oh.
The KY vibrator livery for the Formula V.
The bullet?
Yeah.
And then you also had OnlyFans, too.
I mean, there's an actual Porsche with that, so.
Yeah, and there's a Pickle Rick one, too. That was
Yeah, Pickle good. Rick was there for those fans. But the KY, I mean, yeah, the bullet, that was on their
the grapefruit emoji.
Yeah, those were on there pretty much too quick. But anyhow, I digress. If we're talking liveries, but yes, I mean LMP3. I do want to run these in races. I feel like I understand what the Cadillac's going to be because I've run the BMW in races. At least I've got that precedent. But the LMP3, that's going to be new. So you raced in an LMP3 only, basically a prototype challenge type of event. Or hosted. Were there a lot of gaps in the cars, or did they stay pretty close? I feel like it's the equivalent. It's what GT4 is to GT cars. It's close, competitive, and really a lot of adrenaline.
It is. I qualified up in the top five, and I finished third. But the whole race, the LMP3 side of the field was all really battling a lot. So, it was fun. It was the most fun I've had in any kind of prototype in a long time.
That's
it. So has it got that nice weighty wheel like the LMP2 still?
Yeah,
or?
That's a good question.
If anything, it's a little weightier.
Oh, more physical. Mm-hmm. I'd like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if your shoulder would like that tonight.
But, not right now, but when I'm back to old me.
Yeah. So what you're saying
out
is...
out there whooping ass.
Are we going to all downgrade to LMP3?
At least once.
Oh.
It's not downgrade. It's not downgrade.
Not a downgrade.
It's not downgrade.
Mathematically, yes, it is.
What math
LMP2,
are you doing?
LMP2, LMP3.
So then what would GTD mean?
Please explain the math.
Math is the higher the...
Mr. Beeman, can you show your work?
The lower the number, the more talented and fast you are. The higher the number, the more amateur and piece of shit you are, by my logic. No, I...
Wait, one sec.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can accept that.
We can accept that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
check the judges.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, no, I disagree with myself there because I'm full of shit there because I sometimes go for GT4 because it's just more fun. Just like you go for the Toyota Gazoo or the Mazda. Sometimes the slower car
So the car, the better the racing. Yeah, and iRacing, it's always been that way.
Yeah, it's more fun. You get, you know, the faster, some of these faster technical cars, I mean, you can, you know, play with yourself to the end of the day and be proud of yourself. But are you racing as closely and as fun as some of the other ones? I don't think
exactly
so.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, not at all.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. Do the roar and like you said, like that's what like some of the best races I've had. Like something like a nice 2 hour race or something in a slow car, yeah. Like a Mazda or a GR86.
TCR.
Like yeah, something like that where you're like long prolonged periods of battling.
Yeah.
Where it's like even like there's not really any taking any breaks.
Yeah, the Michelin Pilot Series. That's a little longer these days.
Those are some of my most memorable races.
Yeah, the Roar Special Event. That's a good. Yep. That's a good one to bring up because that's 2 years straight now. That's been a blast. That's been a good one. It really has. So I think in that way, I mean, by all this logic, bringing all this together, the LMP3 is the most exciting car that came out. Even though I feel like, you know. Hype wise, the Cadillac, everybody was just going nuts about the Cadillac. And come Daytona 2024, that's when it's going to shake out. I mean, right now, especially Watkins Glen on iRacing, it's going to be Cadillac fever, most likely. But as the year progresses, as they possibly get the Porsche, I feel like they at least get the Porsche as one more. What happens then? And come Daytona 2024 for iRacing, the biggest one of the year for most people. Then we're going to maybe see where the votes lie. If we're going to, people are going to cast their ballots on their favorite one, their pick. And that's going to be the time a year into the history of the real GTP LMDH. So, yeah, I think so. Real quick, as we polish it off, I mean, speaking of that class of car, we got the real Le Mans this weekend. I think a lot of us are hyped about that. It's upon us. And the top of that field, after being pretty scanty with, what, just Glickenhaus and Alpine and Toyota Gazoo, it is loaded down this year. It's loaded with these cars. That's going to be pretty cool. And again, this whole year is a really a proving ground for these cars. So, I don't know. You guys, is the Le Mans 24 going to be something on in the background all Saturday, Sunday for you guys?
Yep. Just to watch that NASCAR.
That garage 56, yeah.
Right? Like, it's just there's a few different things I want to see in it, so yeah, I'll definitely be watching.
I could see, I've been seeing a lot of stuff. My algorithms have been feeding me the garage 56.
Yep,
me too.
It's working.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, it's good. I mean, I like Jimmy Johnson, I've always liked him, Button and Rockefeller. But based on the relationships. Can you guys not see iRacing just dropping that car on us and saying, you got it? Like, they're all about that type of thing.
Oh, I see it.
It would be amazing.
Like, what are the odds iRacing's not already scanned that car and it's in the works, right? Like, it would be very iRacing to drop it the week after the race after everybody's all fawned over it. Because it looks fast. It looks very fast. And the drivers have said it drives certainly much more different than a NASCAR on a road course. And anybody on iRacing knows that stock cars on road courses are probably the hardest thing on road courses to drive.
Yeah.
That's
what, it'd be sweet if they didn't release it as a car in itself and it was just came out as like a variant if you own the existing next gen car.
That would be cool. That's a good idea.
That would be cool just to get it into people's hands. Like that's the biggest thing. This is all clearly about exposure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for Chevrolet, it's good for NASCAR. I mean, I've seen those promotions on social media of the Camaro, street Camaro next to this car. I mean, GM and Chevrolet are leaning into this, which is outstanding. But then it's also good for NASCAR, which NASCAR needs that shot in the arm internationally. I mean, it's almost like what their IndyCar is doing, the 100 Days to Indy, to try to emulate Drive to Survive. Drive to Survive is its own thing, which is a proven marketing recipe for Formula One. So maybe this is the international attempt for NASCAR at the time being. And I see it working. I mean, the algorithms for all of us on social media, you know, it's pumping it to us and it's working. It's great. But I could see a NASCAR Garage 56 series where you can race road courses officially each week with just this car and nothing else. Yep. Yeah, I could see that. I think that would be very fun. I think that bridges the gap. For iRacing, it's a no-brainer because You can take oval only drivers and get them to buy road courses. You could take road, you know, road guys, road only drivers, and get them to maybe be interested in oval stock cars.
Yep.
You could sell so much more content that way.
Yeah, exactly. There's a great opportunity there.
That advice is free, iRacing.
Yeah.
Just retweet us.
And I found out, actually, it was during season one of this year. I just was screwing around, and I did a test session at Le Mans. And they're in a stock car, just because I wanted to see what it would
do. The next gen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a iRacing setup for Le Mans in there.
Interesting.
So maybe that's a little bit of a spoiler.
I believe.
Hard to say. I don't know how long it's been there. Someone you might have to ask someone about that.
That's a good question.
It's an iRacing official setup. So.
Yep. I'm just curious how long they've had it in there for.
But why would they?
If it's been in there pre Garage 56, yeah. Then.
But why? Why would it though? That's interesting because they only. I mean, they don't do that for just any track, do they?
No, but Le Mans is a special one where like a lot of series will just go to randomly and stuff. Like I'm pretty sure
next gen NASCAR. I think Patrick might have a point.
I
believe in aliens, Rob. So not really, but this is the Roswell of NASCAR on iRacing. I choose to believe.
Fair, that's fair.
I choose to believe that there's something deeper meaning in this. Yeah, good eye, Patrick. Good eye.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get drunk sometimes.
You take it all in and you drive cars everywhere.
Yeah, Patrick, you go random places with a car that should not go there.
Patrick and I have done that before a couple years ago. Yeah, I remember that, Patrick.
Many a league were born late nights with Tyler and Patrick.
2 a.m. Yeah. Oh, let's try New Hampshire Road.
Iowa Road Course in the Formula 4. Iowa Road Course.
Worldwide technology road course at night with no lights.
Me and Patrick at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night doing deep track road courses.
In a, like Skip Barber.
Yeah, Skip. Yeah, Skip Barber. Mazda's a California road course auto whatever. Fuck, I don't know.
Auto Club.
There we go. Yeah, they have a road course. Atlanta road course. Yeah, that's us. We've been there.
Oh God.
It's there for a reason. Don't neglect it, folks. Oh boy. Well, we're gonna close out the main show this week and do a little bonus recording, I think, in just a sec with a new guest or a new co-host jumping in with us. And guys, unless you, Patrick especially, but Rob, unless you're coming to Watkins Glen, the next 3 weeks, we are going to be on the road from here.
We'll talk more about that offline, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody at Real Rob Gregoire on Twitter. Tell them to fucking go to Watkins Glen.
No one knows how to fucking spell that shit.
They know how to. Gregory.
It's like Gregory. Yeah,
your name's on IntoTheApex.com. It's spelled there. Well, there you go, then. A beautiful art photo of Rob is also on there.
There we go.
But yeah, next 3 weeks straight, we're on the road, folks. We're at VIR for SRO. Next weekend for that show, we're at Watkins Glen the week after and Mid-Ohio the week after that for IndyCar. So we'll be back in a studio in July, but it's going to be a busy packed end of June for us, but we're going to bring you there to the track. I'm excited next weekend to see the Toyota Gazoo series because iRacing got that, but that'll be new to have seen in person. I'm very pumped to see that.
No, for sure. So, that's unreal.
Yeah. We're going to kind of give you some feedback on that next week, especially, and then try to catch up with some of our favorite drivers. Hopefully catch a few words with maybe Daniel Murad and Chris Walsh and Derek DeBoer and Spencer Propelli and some folks that we are really fond of out there on that paddock. So that'll be next weekend. If you're not on the bonus subscription, we're going to continue on this week for some bonus content. You can subscribe for that for 99 cents a month at IntoTheApex.com. Rob, rattle the collection plate there, sir. Collection plate's being rattled. No, it supports the show. We appreciate it very much. And try to do a little extra for folks that support us in that way. So we're going to stay on the studio for a little bit longer and get that out for everybody else. But yeah, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next week at Virginia International Raceway.
listening to Into the Apex from Mad Sim Racing Media. Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.